bearing hatred. Do not lead or spend one day of your life. Look at the words he says, from morning to evening and from evening to morning. In other words, do not become a victim to hatred. Do not become a victim to malice, jealousy. Try and purge, purify your heart. Do not keep those kind of negative sentiments in your heart. That is the mercy that Allah speaks about to humanity. A Sahabi says, "Ma ra'aytu ahadan kana arham bil 'iyal min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Says, "I have not seen anyone more merciful than to his family, to his wives and children, than Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was to his wives and to his children. He was an embodiment of mercy." When Aisha radiallahu anha was asked that what was the conduct of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at his house? How did he behave? And he says he used to do domestic chores work like every other ordinary human being. He would sweep the floors. He would mend his clothes. He would milk the animals. That was the conduct of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his own house. The greatest of humanity would sweep floors in his own house, would sew his own clothes and mend his shoes. That was his character. He would often say that the best of you are the best to their wives, and I, O people, am the best to my wife. In other words, the criteria, he says, for measuring nobility lies nowhere else except in the treatment of your wives and your children. How do you treat your wives? How compassionate, how forgiving, how tolerant are you with your spouses? That's the measure of your nobility. Amongst this rahmah he has come with, is a Sahabi says, "Ma ra'aytu ahadan akthara tabassuman min Rasulillah." That I did not see any other human being smiling more often than Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was his sunnah. The power of the smile, the ability to win over hearts simply through your facial expression. That was the rahmah that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. Therefore, a poet says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to a people who thought that paradise could be achieved through the worshipping of idols. And he taught them that paradise could be achieved through a simple smile. Paradise could be achieved through a simple smile. And Allah talks about the character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, "Fabima rahmatin min Allahi linta lahum." O Prophet of Allah, it is because of the special mercy of Allah that you stand out from the rest of humanity because of your soft, gentle character. Allah has made you soft. And he says, "Walau kunta faddan ghaliz al-qalb," O Prophet of Allah, if you were crude and if you were ghaliz al-qalb, hard-hearted, lan faddu min hawlik, people would have fled away, turned away, run away from you. What was it that drove, that created this change? That there was a time when people spat at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they couldn't stand him. But a change came where they were now rushing to collect the sweat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to smear their body. The very people that were at one point spitting at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam now found joy in smearing their bodies with the sweat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. those very people that were vying for the blood of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his character was such that he transformed them to such an extent that now they were willing and they found joy in drinking the blood of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was it? It was his character. Allah says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It was because of your gentle, tolerant, forbearing nature that people were attracted to you. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. If you were harsh, hard-hearted, crude, لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. People would have run away from you. O Prophet of Allah, look at the instruction Allah gives. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Tolerate. Tolerate. Overlook. Pardon. Become a reservoir of tolerance when dealing with people. That was the strength of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Forgive them. Tolerate them. Overlook their weaknesses. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And genuinely seek forgiveness for them before Allah. This was the character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was how he transformed people. This was his sunnah. This was the man that changed, that people who at once were vying for his blood now suddenly found joy in drinking his blood through the power of his gentle, tolerant, forbearing character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to emulate the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of his life. When the most practiced sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was what? Siwak. He would brush, make miswak, because he was hypersensitive of the odor that emanated from his mouth. He knew how offensive that would be. Cleanliness was part of the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, amongst the very first verses that were revealed is wa thiyabaka fatahhir, that cleanse your garments, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when we look at the character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we look at purity, both physical, emotional. We look at purity in every aspect of his life. Our challenge is to mirror that. It is probably the only way we can combat the Islamophobia in the world around us. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.